It's Friday, May 7th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Renown Health has announced that it will stop administering first doses of the COVID-19 vaccine next week at its drive-thru clinic in Reno. Wednesday will be the final day that people can visit the clinic for first doses. The clinic will continue operating until every person who received a first shot from the location has an opportunity to get their second one. The vaccine team at Renown has administered more than 73,000 doses. COVID-19 vaccine hesitancy is decreasing among a group that's been reluctant to get the shot, Republicans. The Mountain West News Bureau's Robin Vincent has more.
Republicans are more likely than other political groups to shy away from the vaccine. But a new Kaiser Family Foundation survey shows that hesitancy is decreasing. More than half of conservatives now say they've gotten at least one dose of the vaccine or plan to. Ashley Kurzinger is with the Kaiser Family Foundation. She worked on the survey and says the overall increase in nationwide vaccine access is driving the change.
What we know is one of the most powerful messages of people deciding to get vaccinated is seeing their friends or family members getting vaccinated.
The number of Republicans who said they wouldn't get the COVID-19 vaccine decreased from 29% in March to 20% in April. Kurzinger says this is important for getting more people vaccinated and ending the pandemic. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Robin Vincent.
A new study and Census Bureau data show U.S. residents moved out of the nation's largest metropolitan areas and into smaller cities during the pandemic. The data released this week shows increased declines in the nation's densest metros and gains in small cities in the Sun Belt and the West. The study found that many COVID-year migrants weren't driven by jobs, weather, or even virus fears. Instead, they were motivated by a desire to be closer to family and a new freedom to make it happen because of remote working. The data adds to understanding of how the pandemic has changed where and how Americans live. A federal judge said Thursday he might block a bid by prosecutors to have a state judge set a date as early as next month for Nevada's first execution in 15 years. U.S. District Judge Richard Boulware told officials he'll need time to determine if the as-yet-undisclosed drugs and lethal injection procedure proposed by prison officials would be constitutional. Convicted mass murderer Zane Floyd is fighting the death sentence he received in 2000 for killing four people with a shotgun and badly wounding a fifth in a Las Vegas supermarket in 1999. The judge has scheduled another court session Monday. In some parts of the Mountain West, like Nevada, New Mexico, and Wyoming, teen pregnancy rates are higher than average, according to the CDC. New research from the University of Colorado Boulder finds that when access to contraceptives go up, the percentage of girls who drop out of high school goes down. The Mountain West News Bureau's Stephanie Serrano reports.
The study looked at a federally funded program known as Title X. It helps provide low-income women with reproductive services. Amanda Jean Stevenson led the research. She says across the Mountain West, Title X programs are severely underfunded.
That means that Title X providers normally have to ration more expensive devices because they don't have enough money to provide everyone with whatever method of contraception they want.
But in Colorado, a private foundation fully funded all Title X clinics. That means in those clinics, women had access to whatever kind of birth control they wanted and needed.
So we compare women who were and were not exposed to this increased access to contraception in terms of whether they graduated from high school between the ages of 20 and 22.
And what Stevenson found is that increased access led to more women graduating high school. She'd like to see more contraceptive access, especially in states where the graduation rate among young women is low. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Stephanie Serrano.
State officials and law enforcement officers from throughout Nevada gathered in the state capitol to commemorate officers who lost their lives while on duty over the past year. A ceremony on the Capitol Mall honored three officers. Nevada Highway Patrol Sergeant Ben Jenkins was shot and killed in White Pine County in March 2020 after stopping to assist a disabled driver on the highway. Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Lieutenant Eric Lloyd and Pahrump Justice Court Bailiff Gerard Smith both passed away from complications related to COVID-19. Those are your morning news headlines for Friday, May 7th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.